Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to be talking about helping your kids in a very personal way with Jill Tolles, Parent Leaders for Education. Randy Thompson will help me with that interview. And on the Power Pundit panel today, Connie McMillan and Marsha Birkbigler. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Jill Tolles. She's with Parent Leaders for Education.
So Jill and I would spend a little time at the legislature this past session. You were very active in getting a very personally involved bill for you, but a very good bill for Nevada children. Why don't you explain it a little bit for us?
Yeah, so I served on a task force for child sexual abuse prevention. It's a tough topic, but an incredibly important one. CDC estimates that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18. And so a woman named Erin Marin started what's called Erin's Law. Nevada is now proudly one of 26 states across the nation that is a part of that law, establishing statewide curriculum standards to teach personal safety to kids. And so I was personally engaged as a mom, but I'm also one of those statistics. And for me in high school, it was a beloved teacher who taught about this issue that gave me the courage to come forward and talk to my family about it, get the help I needed. So it was very personal for me to be involved with this process and see how we can ensure that every kid in Nevada knows that they have a right to be safe, and if anyone is harming them, who to go to for help. And so that's what this bill was about, and it was an incredible journey to be a part of it, to watch a bill from start to finish all the way through the process and to see some good things happen in Carson City.
Okay, so if you can share, without getting into lurid details, but share some of the examples that people might not be aware of, because, you know, a lot of kids just never tell anybody about this.
Right. So the statistics are so alarming. I told you about the estimates, and only 10% of children come forward on average. 93% of the time, it's people they know. And so one of my students actually at UNR came and testified to our task force to talk about her own experiences. And if I can back up just for a moment as to what this bill accomplished, and then I'll get into some of the stories because it ties into hers. What we found in the eight-month process on this task force of examining this issue was that a number of our schools have programs in place where they're teaching personal safety to kids, but there were a large percentage of schools that do not. And this young woman came in to testify to our task force that she was from one of those rural districts that did not have any programs in place, and she couldn't help but wonder, as a young woman in her 20s now, if those programs had been in place, if she would have learned to watch out for the signs, to know it was okay to get out of those situations, and to speak up when it was happening a lot sooner. And so a lot of the stories we hear have to do with everything from, you know, coaches to teachers to siblings or older family members. And, you know, most often, as I said, 93% of the time, it's someone that they know. And it happens far more than we realize. There was one of two things that would happen every time I'd have a conversation in that legislative building. I met with 50 out of 63 legislators only because I ran out of time. And I would get one of two reactions. And it was either, wow, I had no idea that this issue was so widespread. Or it was, let me tell you a story. And there were a lot of stories in that building. And with numbers like that, we have to realize that this is very common. It's not just something that we see on the cover of People magazine or something we hear about on 60 Minutes. You know, this is our coworkers, our friends, our partners, our family members. All of us know someone, whether or not we know who that person is, all of us know someone who has been affected by this.
Is there some way for people who, you know, have not dealt with this in their youth and are still dealing with this privately to get help?
Absolutely. And I think that there's a growing movement of telling your story. The first step for anyone who is either in that situation currently, particularly for a child or a young adult, to have the courage to come forward, find someone safe to tell that this is happening to them. For somebody in their adult years who never disclosed, and like I said, that's about 90% of the time, it's never too late to tell your story. Find a counselor, find a trusted friend, find someone who could help you to come out about that and break that cycle of shame. You know, we contribute to the problem when we stay silent, because it's the environment where this epidemic continues to grow. One of the members of the task force, Dorothy Edwards, who was instrumental from DCFS in writing the report for the governor, which included 22 recommendations in tackling this issue, she put it really well. She said, if this was Ebola, this would be, the whole world would shut down. It would be an international epidemic. And yet, 1 in 4 and 1 in 6, and yet it's something that we stay silent about. We need to break that silence, both to get that health and the healing that we need, as well as to create awareness about the issue.
So you talk about making it comfortable to have the uncomfortable talk.
Yes.
I think that's how you put it to me so many times.
Right.
And what kind of advice can you give to kids now? And this isn't sex education.
Right.
This really is about, this is not appropriate.
Right.
And how do you know what is appropriate and what isn't?
Right.
Yeah. And so those kind of conversations are tough to have for parents, aren't they?
Well, I'm a big believer in open dialogue throughout parenting. It's never just one conversation, and we have to be age appropriate, but everything from internet safety to teaching about boundaries, teaching children that they have a right to privacy, they have a right to be respected with their bodies, teaching them the difference between safe surprises and unsafe secrets. So a safe surprise is, we're baking this cake for Dad. Shh, don't tell him. We're going to show him in an hour. That's a safe surprise that's intended to become public for the benefit of everyone. An unsafe secret is, don't tell Mom I let you play this video game. Or how about I take you out to frozen yogurt after practice and we don't have to tell anyone. Those are unsafe secrets. So really teaching kids and empowering them to know that they can listen to their instincts, their gut instincts, pay attention to that, and don't be afraid to speak up, and they're not going to get in trouble, and it's not their fault.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Jill Tolles when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jill Tolles. She's with Parent Leaders for Education. I wanted to bring up, you know, kind of a flip side of this, which is that in this country, we have raised multiple generations of children now with fear.
Right.
That, you know, we don't allow them to walk to school. We don't allow them to do lots of things. We are so protective. And yet, the only way to get experience with life, it's kind of like vaccines, right, is to experience life.
Right.
How do you respond to that?
Oh, I love that question, because I tackle that all the time as a mom of two girls myself, and I think that it's both alarming and comforting to know that really only 7% or less of the time are we talking about a stranger. Most of the time, people that we know, which is alarming, of course, but I do think that I grew up in a day and age where I could ride my bike all over the place, and I enjoyed that freedom, and so I think it's important as parents that we have safe freedom available, freedom within boundaries, and we really educate ourselves on what are the real risks to our kids. Walking, you know, down the street most often is not the number one place where they're going to be likely to be victimized. It's more often looking for certain individuals that might target our kids, take them away, want to spend a lot of alone time with them, groom them with gifts or with those unsafe secrets that we were talking about, build relationships with them outside of any other supervision on a regular basis that could make them vulnerable. Some of the other things that we learned was that oftentimes for children with disabilities, they're at a much higher risk, particularly when there's anything that would inhibit their ability to tell and be believed if they have certain disabilities that impact, for example, their communication or cognitive ability. We need to pay more attention to those populations to ensure that they're safe. But I'm a believer in empowering our kids, not in inciting fear in them. And one of the things that has been a great learning process is I've looked at all these programs that have been incredibly successful across the nation, and even here in Washoe County, we have a wonderful program, the Child Assault Prevention Program, and there's other programs through the sheriff's departments and Rape Crisis Center, that they come in not a frightening way, but in truly an empowering way. And they'll play games like the hula hoop game, where you have the kids with the hula hoops and, okay, don't step in my hula hoop. And how do I use good assertive skills to say, I'm not comfortable with you in my hula hoop? And they can have a lot of fun with puppets and storytelling and role playing to make this, again, an empowering empowering thing, not a scary thing for kids.
Part of the process of the legislative process that you went through was educating legislators that we're not talking about sex education here. We're talking about personal safety, about boundaries. And as a parent and as an sort of an activist, I'd say you kind of are now that activist, how was the process, how was the legislative process for you? And in the sense of how would you encourage more folks like you who are just everyday moms that should get involved if they're passionate about it, about an issue? Was it a good process? And how would you recommend more folks get engaged in whatever the issue is that empowers them?
Absolutely. Well, you hit another one of my huge hot buttons, which is I got involved with this process years ago just as a mom, and back in 2011, I'll never forget, and actually just on all things education related. And so I remember walking in the door of the legislature the very first day in 2011, and there's the large marble desk and the security guard behind it. And I said, okay, where do I check in? Do I give you my driver's license? And I'll never forget what he said. He said, this is your building. Welcome. This is your building. You are welcome to walk around and sit in hearings. And I'm a big believer in more and more citizens getting engaged with the process. We don't live in California. We don't live in New York. We don't live in Texas, where there may be huge barriers to entry for your average citizen to get involved. Any one of us, if we can go down there either individually or as a group, meet with our legislators, get to know our representatives, sit in on hearings, and even speak in public comment. And so I'm very, very passionate about people using their voice. As far as this bill was concerned, it was a unique experience for me from start to finish. Thankfully, Senator Hardy and Senator Roberson were the ones who carried the torch to sponsor this bill. They allowed me to help write it, work with them on it, and lobby for it throughout the session, and go introduce it in the hearings, and watch it go through all the different processes, make sure we protected it to keep it in its pure form, as well as work with the wording so that it wouldn't get confused with sex ed or you know, some other perhaps controversial topics, that it would stay true to the purpose of the intent of the bill, which was about protecting kids.
And you did a fabulous job, and I think a lot of kids and a lot of parents are going to thank you for what you've done.
Wow. Okay, and the big question is, now you spent this time, you were successful in getting a bill passed. Do you have a taste for maybe getting even further involved?
Well, right now I have two good representatives that are currently in their seats that I am supportive of. So if eventually down the road, if I can get more involved at the state level, I would consider it. I have had a good experience with seeing the ins and the outs of the process, and I have had a good experience with seeing how you can accomplish good things there.
Okay, and so that's a maybe.
That's a maybe.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax. Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Every new Chevy is priced to sell now during the Chevy Summer Bonus Tag Event at Michael Hull Chevrolet. Save up to $7,500 off MSRP on new Chevy Silverados. We have 40 to choose from. Or save up to $6,650 on new Chevy Volts with 5 in stock to choose from. Plus, 0% APR for 72 months is available.
That's only at Michael Hull Chevrolet.
On Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Michael Hull, it's all about you.
Your mouth stuff does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. Connie McMullen is here, publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. Marsha Burt-Bidler is the chairwoman of the Washoe County Commission. Pleasure to have you both here. And you have Senior Fest coming up.
September 8th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall.
It just seems like it was yesterday.
In the 20th year, going strong.
20th year.
When I was running for office, I would not miss Senior Fest. It is a great place to go. Just to see, frankly, the vibrancy of our elderly community. Just fun. It really is. It's a fun event.
All right. Well, talking about fun.
Marsha's nothing but fun lately.
It had to happen. Donald Trump leading in the polls. The New York Times comes out, front page story today. And what they did was they went back and looked at his testimony in several court cases over the last few years.
Of course.
And, you know, this is where he was deposed. And he exaggerated things. He exaggerated his wealth. He didn't really build all those properties that have his name on them. There are a lot of franchise agreements. He's a New York builder, but everywhere else. And so in lawsuits where people had complaints about the building, he had to fight. He was obnoxious in some cases, shockingly, to some of the attorneys. This is the path that has to go down if the Republicans are able to shut him down.
So we're now in the vetting process of Donald Trump.
By the media.
By the media. And that probably will have some weight. Exaggeration, as you know, especially as we've had it in the news media, is not a good thing. You have to tell the truth if you're all eyes are on you and evaluating you as and your character.
Well, and you know, with such a bombastic person, I mean, it's been interesting. I don't want to say fun, but interesting to watch over the last few weeks. But the other candidates have just got to be flipping out.
Well, I'm sure the other candidates are. But when you've got a horse race with that many people in it, you know, there's always going to be this. But why is anybody surprised that Donald Trump would exaggerate things? I mean, this is Donald Trump. That's what he does. And I'm sure what he'll come back and say is, I never said I built all those places. I said my name was on all those places. And I think that's true. You know, I don't recall him saying he built the places and physically built the building. He built the business. The guy's a good businessman. Is he presidential candidate material, in my opinion? Is he presidential? Oh, he's great candidate material because it's great fun to listen to him. But is he presidential material? No, not in my opinion. But I have the same opinion lots of other people do. So.
Well, I think what Connie's point is we're vetting him now not as this CEO that has a TV show, but as the leader of the free world.
Right.
And it's a big difference. He does need to be vetted on what are his credentials to run, you know, America.
It was interesting because I was listening to Mark Levin last night talking about Dr. Ben Carson and what a great candidate he is. And he's a great person. I think a tremendous accomplishment came from absolutely nothing. I believe that his mother was illiterate. She faked being able to read. And he became a world-famous neurosurgeon. But does that qualify you to be president? And really, what does qualify you to be president?
Well, in my opinion, what qualifies you to be president is understanding how who America is and how America works and how you interact with other countries. I think that's what qualifies you to be president. So who meets that qualifications? Well, you know, some do, some don't. Some seated presidents didn't really meet that qualifications, and yet they didn't do that bad of a job. So I think it's a speculation as to what makes you a good president. Really, the issue is Congress, in my opinion. I mean, the president may be the leader of the free world, but Congress is the one who runs this country, in theory. They're the ones who run this country. So
I'd say right now the Supreme Court's been doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, they
too.
Have. Very good job.
That balance of power.
Well, and that's the reality, is that if we were to have the worst president in the world in place, all it would do would be to stop anything happening for the 4 years until another election, right?
You would like to think. Of course, our current president has taken a little bit more executive authority than others have. And so you would like to think that they slow down that process, that they take a step back.
Well, it's interesting because in some ways, perhaps you're right about executive authority, but signing statements have been around now for quite a long time where you pass a bill,
right.
But the president signs it and says, well, we've passed this, but on the other hand...
It's a very interesting perspective of what's going to happen, because it's not just on the Republican side that we have weaknesses that are being vetted right now. It's on the Democrat side also. You know,
you just don't
Hillary
have 16
Clinton,
candidates on the
no,
side
yes.
right
no.
now.
No, but Hillary Clinton is being vetted right now because of her email server. I was listening to Fox this morning, which, of course, you can always trust what you hear on Fox. But I was listening to Fox this morning, and they said that there's a month of time missing out of her email returns that she didn't, for one whole month, didn't communicate with her own staff when she was Secretary of State. Well, you know, that's not a very likely scenario.
Yeah.
So where are those emails? And even, is that accurate? I think, you know, I try very hard. I listen to the liberal news at nighttime and the conservative news in the morning when I'm on the treadmill, because that way I think I kind of get the whole perspective of what's going on. But
and that's the only way to do it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on About a News.
Thank you.
Got to check out that treadmill right after this.
Michael Hull Subaru is having a sale that's completely off the wall. Vehicle prices are clearly posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the price off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back and forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Have you received this special notice from Gerber Life? If not, you're urged to call this toll-free number now, because Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The Grow Up Plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
Call 1-800-417-6919 now. That's 1-800-417-6919 or go to growup.com.
So Lazy Boy is having its huge anniversary sale with savings on sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more. But just because it's a huge anniversary sale doesn't mean they need some loud ad that screams, sale. It's just me telling you about the great deals on gorgeous furniture. Oh, and that. There's also that.
Hurry in for great savings.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Michael Hull Subaru is having a sale that's completely off the wall. Vehicle prices are clearly posted on the wall to make car buying easy. Pick your new Subaru. Pull the price off the wall. That's the price you pay. No back and forth negotiations. Michael Hull Subaru on Carson Street at the south end of Carson City.
On our next broadcast, Ray Hager has been busy covering politics across the state and the nation. He'll have the whole show on the next Nevada News Network. We'll see you then.